Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Babakama? Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Hamakir Kelev Uswara Viyad Acher. I go to visit my friend's house, and I say, this Keli, or this Sefer, looks very familiar. Then I say, it looks so familiar, I'm sure it's mine. And I have Edim to prove that this is mine. The other person, meaning this friend that I came to visit, he says, I bought this in the marketplace. I didn't steal it. A man sold it to me. And I say to him, I believe you. You bought it in the marketplace, but you bought it from a ganef. So again, Hamakir, he recognizes Kalev, his Kalev, Usvarav, or his Svarav, Biyad Acher, in someone else's hands. To further substantiate my claim, we're talking about a case where V'yatza Leishem Geneva Be'ir. People in the town were talking about this. You're scared? You heard? Oh, so-and-so had a Geneva. So we knew that a Geneva did take place. Under these circumstances, the Bailam are believed to say it was stolen from. And the Lokeach has to return the Chafetz to the Bailam. The person is going to say, but I spent money for it. I bought it from a Ganef maybe, but I spent money for it. Okay, I'll give you back the money. How do we know he's saying the right amount? Maybe he claims he bought it for $100 and he really only bought it for $1.99. So Yeshavale Lekeach, the purchaser, has to swear to the Bailam. Kamenosan, how much he gave to the Ganef, the Yitoil, and then he can collect the money from the Bailam. I'm happy I got my Chafetz back, but it cost me money to get my Chafetz back. I have to pay the Lekeach. Lekeach means the purchaser. So now I can try to find the Ganef and take him to a dentayr. Now, v'im lav. However, if we didn't hear at this that there was a coil of a Geneva in the city, I come to my friend's house, I say, that's mine. I must have had a Geneva. I must have had, someone must have broken into my house and stole things, but no one heard anything till now that someone broke into his house and stole anything. So, loy kolamenu. Then we can't believe it. It's not within his power that we should believe such a story. That this sefer that I found in my friend Svarmshank is mine. No, I'm very sorry. I have eaten that it's mine. Okay, so we're going to say, I'll explain to you what happened. Shani oimer, de mecharen la'acher, you were pressed for money. So you sold it to someone else. Ulekachan ze'amenu, this person bought it from him. That's how your chayfetz, Edim takasur, once this was yours. That's true. It was once yours, but not now. You sold it, legitimately, legally. And this person bought it from the person that you sold it to. He didn't do anything wrong. You can't get it back now. You can't demand it back. Okay, so what does this mean? That there was a Shem Geneva in the city. What has to happen? So the Gemara says, let's say there were guests in his house, and in the middle of the night, they heard the Balavaya screaming, oh no, there was a Geneva! And they go looking, and sure enough, they find a tunnel. Someone tunneled into the house. And there are Edom that say, we saw these people leaving with sacks over their shoulders in the middle of the night. We didn't see what was inside. So under these circumstances, it takes that much for us to believe him that yes, there was a Geneva, and yes, this is mine, and you have to return it to me. But if he just yelled, there was a Geneva, we don't see that anyone tried to break in, or there's no Edim, then his yelling doesn't help. Because you know what could be? Could be he had to sell it. He had no money. Now he wants it back. So he wants to let out a sham that it was a Geneva to force the person to sell it back to him. So we need more hard evidence that this isn't some kind of a trick and that he really had a Geneva. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if I go visit my friend and I say, hey, that's my candy, that's my sefer, and I have Edim to prove that it's mine. And v'yotzeloi shem Geneva be'ir. There were guests in my house and they heard me scream in the middle of the night that I had a Geneva and we taka find that there was a tunnel, there was somehow we taka see Ganoven broke in. And other people say they saw Ganoven running with a sack over their shoulder. So under these circumstances, we say to this person that I went to visit, look, you must have bought it from a Ganev. Swear how much you paid for it. The owner will give you the money, but you have to return the Chafetz. Then he can go and try to find the Ganev and get his money back. However, if there was no Kol Geneva, if we don't have all of the evidence necessary that taka had a Geneva, we don't believe him. What do you mean? That's my sefer. I saw it on my friend's table, and I can bring Edim. They know it's my sefer. Yeah, but how do we know you didn't sell it legitimately? Now you want it back. So there has to be a kol geneva be'ir to force this person through eternity.